Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi there, Brian. Good to be here.
So, as we all know from the commercials and our own personal pain, it is tax season. And that comes with it a lot of paperwork and a lot of opportunity for bad things to happen. So what are some of the bad things that can happen at tax season in cyberspace?
We usually at this time of the year see a rise in phishing emails and malicious emails that have a tax or IRS theme to them. And they tend to fall into two groups. You've got your carrot and your stick. So the carrot ones are talking about your refund. And the headline might be, your refund is delayed. Open the attachment to fill out your details. And of course, that infects your computer. The stick approach relies on people's fear of the Internal Revenue Service, which I think we all have a little bit of that. And it's like, your tax payment has not been received, which pretty much gets people to open that message at least. The problem is that in that moment of fear, you may go and click on a link in it or open an attachment and overlook the fact that the IRS doesn't send out unsolicited emails at all. So pretty much anything you get in email from the IRS, unless you asked for it, is bogus. A lot of people don't know that. So we've been writing about that on the blog and trying to spread the message, which the IRS is trying to spread itself, that you know, these are bogus emails.
So, Stephen, in addition to the increase of phishing scams, what else? There's a lot of personal finance information and the tax information. Are there other risks?
Yes. I mean, one of the biggest problems really is not something which happens directly as an attack against you from, you know, an IRS-related email, but the bad guys are in the business right now of filing phony tax returns. So they will take a legitimate social security number, name, and address. Then they will file a return using bogus numbers, which produces a refund, and they'll get the refund sent to a different address. And so you may not find out about this until you go to file your own taxes. And we've seen cases of this happen where somebody goes to file and the IRS goes, oh no, you've already filed. And no, it was a criminal that did that, filed in somebody's name, using a stolen social security number. And so it's kind of a reminder to us to protect that social security number. And in fact, in the blog post we put up recently at welivesecurity.com, we had a video from the IRS where they provide exactly that advice. You've got to protect that social security number because somebody can use that to fake your taxes, get a refund, and believe it or not, you could end up on the hook arguing with the IRS about that refund money they paid out to the wrong person.
You know, the IRS is a pretty complicated place and they have a lot of tools. I mean, wouldn't they catch this? Obviously, there's a lot of forms that get filed from other entities like your banks and other things. I mean, does this really happen?
It happens to the tune of billions of dollars a year. And what we're really seeing at this point is the rapid growth of electronic filing, which Congress encouraged the IRS to do because there are some actual advantages to electronic filing, one of which is it gives the IRS more time to audit you and it gets the money moving quicker. But Congress has not provided enough funding, I don't think, for the measures that should be put in place to stop fraud. And I don't think it's the people at the IRS who are naive. I think they don't have the resources to put in the kind of checks and balances they need. I mean, just to give you one example, they will, in the electronic system, send you a refund based on a W-2 form which hasn't been verified by your employer. Now, I probably shouldn't say that, but the bad guys already know that. In some parts of the country, for some reason, Tampa, Florida is a hotspot for this. It's a thriving criminal enterprise, and there have been cases of individuals filing refunds worth millions of dollars, all at the same address using a whole variety of people's names and social security numbers, which they've stolen.
Some great advice from Stephen Cobb at ESET this week on tax-related scams. As Stephen mentioned, really visit welivesecurity.com. There is a fantastic blog post with all kinds of detail, a link to the video from the IRS and other information on this, and of course, other things as always. Stephen, thanks for joining us this week.
Great to be here.
You've been listening to the Malware Report. We'll see you next week.